my group of friends from being involved in football are very, very different.
Yeah.
You know, it's people from all different backgrounds. So, but when you come together as a team, you know, you're a team ultimately. So that's the way I look at things. And I think probably the best examples of that are high performers. You know, every single month, every single GM will come in with a team analysis. And that team analysis is someone's performance versus how they represent the brand. So there's four boxes on that team performance. So if you're a high performer and you are represent a brand well, then you're put in the promote box. Okay. If you are a high performer and don't present the brand well, it's a case of, we call it a bit of a whipping box. Like, why aren't your brand values there? If you're high performing, why aren't your brand values there? Do we need to do more training with you? Do we need to sit you down and see if everything's okay? Why are you acting up? Why are you causing a problem? If your brand values are low, your performance is low, obviously there's a challenge there. And we need to address that challenge because you're not performing and your brand values are low. So can we fix the brand part first, which improves performance, or can we not do that? And then you've got the last box, which is brand values. Where are we? Brand values
high,
performance low. And that is a training issue, right? If someone loves the brand but they're not getting the performance, it's like, okay, what can we do? We love everything about you.
Maybe they're in the wrong role.
Or maybe they're in the wrong role. Absolutely, yeah. So, but what it does for us is every single month I get to see every single team member on a chart based upon their GM's perception. And we can then work with people. So again, it's not a case of going, well, we're in the bottom left, we need to fire them.
Yeah.
It's a case, they're in the bottom left. Why are they in the bottom left? Did they have a poor induction? Okay, what are you doing differently as a GM to improve their performance or their brand, perception of the brand? What is it that's caused that in the first place? We dig into all of that first before we make any decisions. I think firing from people from a business, I don't think I've ever fired someone from a business that hasn't shook my hand and said it's the right thing, if I'm being honest.
I love that you just said that, because I think, I mean, again, this is just from my experience, but I actually think if it's not right for you as an employer, it's also not right for the like the candidate or employee. Like, it's just that one of you got there first. Like, if I don't think there's anyone that's ever been fired who was like shocked.
100% agree. It's for, you know, there's the gross misconduct stuff, which is just
very different.
Separate. It's very, very different. And you know, even those times there, you kind of look at someone and you go, oh, come on, and they go, oh no, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know, and you're still friends with them 10 years later. Like, it's different. It's not personal. The business stuff, you know, if it's not working for somebody, let's just say it's a sales role, okay, and they're not performing. You know, I say to my HR and training team, it's our responsibility to make this work. We recruit this person, right? You don't just give up on someone, so we need to make this work. But sometimes it doesn't work. And I think after 1, 2, 3 months, that person knows themselves, they just go, do you know what? I thought I'd like sales, but it's just not me. I don't like asking someone if they want to join, or I just don't feel comfortable doing it. In which case, there's other options in the business. We don't just go, okay, we'll part ways. Well, how about front of house? How about you learn the brand in a bit more detail, understand the brand first? You know, is the fitness route you want to go down? We put all of our staff through fitness training if they want. So there's other routes first. And obviously, you know, after that, it's usually a resignation rather than a firing, because people go, actually, it's not right for me either. I think there's very few cases where you have to go into a room and go, you know, you have to leave. It doesn't really work like that if you do the other bits right.
Yeah, I think that's bang on. So obviously you're the CEO of someone else's business right now, which you were basically headhunted out of your own business to. What's that been like? Because I obviously running my business, is the main reason I'm doing this is because I'm 100% unemployable, and the thought of working for someone else literally makes my skin crawl. And yeah, I would be fired probably, because I'm just one of those people that you tell me what to do and I go, no, fuck that, I'm going to go do it my own way, which is why I've always been problematic as an employee.
Yeah.
How have you found that? Like,
I think if you're a crowd pleaser, it's easy. You know, it's. Do you know what? I was speaking to a friend the other day, because I have had my own business, and also started, we'll talk later on about a business, another business that I started that I was offered investment for, but only if I left Gymbox.
Right.
And that would have been to start my own business. And I didn't do it, and there's reasons for that, and probably regrets there as well. But because I'm so, put it this way, the feeling of losing for me lasts for days or weeks. The feeling of winning lasts for minutes.
Right.
Now that's quite sad. You know, I'm told that's quite a sad feeling, right? Because, well, you know, if you've won, you should. But actually,
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, it's that you get the high, no matter what it is. It could be work, it could be sport, it could be whatever. So I get that initial real buzz about, okay, great, we've really achieved. That's great. You know, it could be a transaction. You know, we sold a big chunk of equity in business in 2016. It felt great. I stood in the lawyer's office on my own. overlooking London, big window, thinking, do you know what, it was worth it.
Yeah.
I walked out of the office. Next day, I'm like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what's next? So
I think that's an entrepreneur's disease, though.
Yeah.
Because I have that. For example, we were over target last year in our first year of business by a significant amount of money. And I never thought we would... Like, I just started Clout to pay my bills, right? I never thought that this would be a thing. And it was very much a case of, like, look how well we did. And everyone was like, this is awesome. And I was like, right, what's next? Yeah. Like, and I think it is a disease. Because, like you've said, that is very sad that you don't take time to celebrate the stuff you've done well, but you will... I certainly feel sometimes wallow in the stuff that went wrong and almost like overanalyze it to a point where it's no longer productive.
Yeah, 100%. I've got way better at it. Don't get me wrong. You know, I think 10 years ago, I would have, you know, really self-analyzed, you know, the performance or whatever it might be. I've got better at it. I still do it. You know, I still hate losing. I'm a bad loser. You know, at anything, I'm a bad loser. But I think you have to get perspective on it. You have to look at the reasons why. It's all, as I said earlier, everything's fixable. So you can look at the reasons why and go, okay, what can we do differently to improve that? But the feeling of winning, as I say, you know, it is strange. I mean, maybe you'll know better than me on this. Is it entrepreneur? So you've got entrepreneur and entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a mix of both, right? I've had my own business. I've had a business that I launched, I spent a fair bit of money on that I then just canned because I was like, actually, you know what? Gymbox is my focus.
Yeah.
But probably working from someone else. So Richard, the founder of Gymbox, great guy. He's still non-exec now. We're probably more friends than anything now, like because we go to football together, we socialise together. I've known him for 12 years. He's a brilliant advertising man, okay? But he's also great at knowing his strengths and his weaknesses. So when Richard brought me in, he said, actually, do you know what? You're better at sales. You're better at people. You're better at getting the result out of people. So come on board. I kind of just grabbed the role of CEO, to be honest, because I started as sales director and I looked after marketing as well. He looked after the creative, him and Dave looked after the creative side of marketing. I looked after the operational side of marketing. So they looked after, you know, the look, the feel. I looked after how do we get it out there?
Execution,
absolutely. I then was in clubs every day. So I was like, okay, this isn't quite right. Well, that's not quite right. Or why aren't we doing this? So I picked up operations. So suddenly I was doing sales, execution and operations. When it came for time for Richard to look at an exit, he just said to me, like, you're a natural progression, you're doing everything. You just grabbed, you didn't talk about it, you didn't ask for a pay rise, you just did it. So when it came to him looking at success, he was like, well, he's already doing the role, really. The bit that he doesn't know at the moment is property, doesn't know leasing, doesn't. So in 2014 I took the role as MD, been in business for 4 years at that stage. And then for the next 2 years I learned everything that I didn't already know. So I spent time looking at new sites. I spent time looking at you know, financing, raising money, all of these things that you need to know in the business, but you have to learn somewhere. Spent 2 years doing that. We made a transaction in 2016 and then I took the role as CEO. So I'd already kind of been doing it.
Like CEO in training.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And I think that's great because, you know, when I exit the business, there'll be someone probably that I'll be looking to...
Grooming, yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's amazing.